Oh, so we're back. It's a bit of a change of plan with Harry. The wind was gusting so hard along the, probably 400 metres from the car park that he couldn't walk against the wind. So Sarah's gone back to the car with him. And now we're on the dam part of the reservoir. So it's wide enough to get a vehicle down. Bradford Corporation Waterworks, construction of Scarhouse Reservoir, 1921 to 1936. This stone was laid by Alderman Sir Anthony Gady, TD, JP, on the 7th of September 1936 to mark the completion of the construction of this reservoir. It says on there's a plaque on a stone about 10 metres into the road crossing along the reservoir. So we're being afforded some protection from the wind. The wind is wild today. You don't really notice it until you get out the car, to be honest. The water in the reservoir, it's actually down. You can see where it normally is. It's down by about 20 metres. It's extremely choppy. Oh, I wouldn't like to be falling in there today. Cold. Extremely, extremely windy. Well, if a three-year-old boy who's quite big, you know, for his age, if he can't walk against that wind, it just shows you how strong it is. So we've got a wall on either side of this road here, going along the reservoir, or across it, should I say. Oh, it's flipping. We got breakers. Just shows you how strong the wind is. But the wall is, what, a metre 60 high, maybe? It's like ramparts along it. The girls are now... Well, it's probably coming up to halfway, and there's like passing places for pedestrians, I would say. There are 1, 2, 3 on the right hand side as we walk along, and the halfway point is this big grand building. I'm going to take a photograph with my phone. Beautiful scenery. There's I don't want to call them mountains because they're clearly not, well, they're probably classed as mountains, to be honest. Beautiful scenery. So hopefully my windbreak, oh my life, I can't hold the phone properly, it's so windy. I'm taking a panoramic. But hopefully this hairy spoffle's doing its job today. So I'll look across to the right of me, with the water behind me. So I'm looking along the other side of the reservoir. Beautiful forest. Hello there. Okay, so all three of us, myself and the two girls, are wearing our Gore-Tex jackets here, and I've just passed the chap who's just wearing a thin top. Trust me when I say this, people, it's clearly too cold to be wearing just that top. Right, okay, so this is probably the halfway point now. And we're at this building. Now, there's a stone over the door, which is probably where some inscription should have been. I don't know what it is, some kind of monitoring station. It looks like a tower, you know. Beautiful carved stone. It's a lovely thing. Yeah, probably a monitoring station. I'm going to take a couple of more pictures here. I'd be interested to know how well this audio is going to come out. I'm recording in four channels, two channel surround sound at the minute. Along the wall on now, actually. Okay, so I'm walking along the most open part, and along the wall you've got these portals, and the wind is blasting through. Molly, come out the way. Take a picture here. Beautiful scenery. So the backdrop to the water on my left here as I walk along, these three very big hills. Beautiful. And then on the right of me, so on the other side, is you know, the overflow, and but it's a valley on the other side. Beautiful green trees. I can't see directly beneath me. Oh, I can, I suppose, through these portals, these holes in the stone wall. Oh, and now the portals stop again. Oh, and instantly the wall. Hang on, I should be taking some video. It is, isn't it? I'll take some video now. The weather at the minute is... the sun is breaking through in areas. But apart from that, it's been... been overcast and dull and quite cold, and when we were on the top of the moors, wrong, dales, not the moors, when we were on the top before, I stopped to take a couple of pictures before we came down to where would it be, Middles Moor, and with the wind clearly and the wind chill, clearly the temperature was well below 10 degrees Celsius, and we were shown 17 and a half in the car. It was cold, very cold. But now with the wind on the along the top of the water here in the reservoir, we get this lapping audio, you know, sound, and it sounds quite I need to undo my hood here. I've got my hood up. Oh, sun's coming out now. Oh, I can hear a lot better now. Taking my hood off. But it does truly sound like the sea. It's lovely. So we're going to walk to the end of the kind of roadway across the reservoir here. So it's approximately, how long would that be? I don't know, 600 metres maybe? 600 metres long. I can feel the sun on the left side of my face. The sun is really hot. I can see some trees on my right. The wind is blowing, obviously, in my direction from my left, and it's hitting this hill in front of me now. At the end of the bridge, at the end of this kind of roadway, a steep incline. Oh, I can see a Land Rover coming down a road, towing a trailer, and on the trailer is, I can't see properly. Maybe some kind of plant machinery or agricultural machinery. But he's towing a trailer. He's come down a very, very steep hill. There are a lot of footpaths here, public footpaths. I can hear birds. Oh, I can see them. I can't tell what kind of bird they are. I can see them. Lapwings, maybe. They're now too far away. But the wind is blowing from my kind of 8 o'clock across the water. It's hitting this hill in front of me and traveling along the hill left to right, and will be very shortly buffeted by the wind.
Daddy, what is that water coming down?
Hang on. Oh, you feel the water?
Yeah.
Where's that coming from? Is that? That's probably spray. Wow. Wowee, you come out behind the wall. Step behind this wall. Step behind the wall here, and there's no wind. But those raindrops, yeah, that's the water. That's, oh, crikey. The water's being blown off the reservoir about 50 metres up the bank into our face. Okay, so I can see some public footpath signs here are blowing really... are moving because the wind's blowing so strong. I'd really like to know how fast this wind's blown. Probably gusts up to, I'd say, what, 80, 90 miles an hour? Easy, easy. The kids are finding it hard to stand up against the wind. As Jessica's just having fun. So we're at Scar House and Angram Reservoirs. Oh, I can see that Land Rover now. All right, Jessica, thank you. Oh, it's a. The thing he's pulling is one of those 6x6 little cross, like a golf cart, but with. Oh no, it's got 8 wheels. 1, 2, 3. Yes, 8 wheels. 8 wheel cross country little thing. Interesting. Wow, wee, that wind is strong.
It can even blow you.
Oh, it's blown. Yeah, it's blown the dust. Right, I'm going to stop this recording now, and we'll get the dog. Oh, windy! Woohoo!
Even when you look like that.
And we'll speak to you. Watch your Land Rover over here. Hey! Eight by eight adventure.
I can't stop the wind blowing.
That's that land. Wowee, the wind is incredible. The Land Rover just way past now. Oh God, wind's blowing dust and all kinds. Right, okay, I'm going. Speak to you soon. What's up? Yeah. Whoa. That wind was something else. When you go onto the kind of road, the causeway thing that goes across, it's fine because you've got a wall. But was the quad that passed us, was that the people running the cafe? You didn't see. Their quad was parked on the other side of the cafe when we first arrived.
A man and a girl went in.
No, it was a woman and a young kid that were on the quad, and then a box full of scones. Right. Yeah, have a look at the pictures on my phone.
Just right behind us is bloody Buckden over that hill, but to drive there is friggin' ages.
An hour.
Yeah.
Right, come on your seat. Were you hot?
Yeah.
Come on then, on your seat.
The sun came out, didn't it?
Oh, come on, because this wind is a killer.
Yeah, it was very, very, very cold.
We've got a hot backside.
We went to the toilet.
Well, the seat's hot.
On the bridge, it was kind of okay.
Are you tired?
No. There was okay. Steps that went up, right, so you could see the water for children, and there was little gaps with the fire in between them.
They're too tight. Step back.
I don't actually think it was for
children. Right, hey, who's that code? I don't want it on the floor.
Oops.
Pay good money for that, and I also don't want it just hide down there. So the dog can line it. Can you put my coat over your left shoulder? I want it in. I don't want. No. I wanted it on the seat. Right, you need to pick your coat up and put it in there and make sure it doesn't roll down so the dog can lie on it.
No.
That. Woo!
That.
Look at the dead cat. Woo. The dead cat's hair's all crazy. Beautiful when you get across, when you get over there, like. Oh, and the sun's gone in.
Right, there's because of that bad weather. Right, have we got a, already.
Have we got a window, a door open? No, the light's on. Oh, no, it's gone on.
Daddy, what did you mean, dead cat?
This thing, the hairy spoffle. Oh, my life. It takes your breath away when you're walking into it. Okay. That was nice, that. Flipping hell, the car's blowing.
Yeah, it is.
We'd have to park our backside into the wind if we were in the motorhome.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah. Did you want to go to Buckton?
No, I want to get home. Walk, not now.
No, I know, but how far is it to Buckton from here? Flipping car. We were on the other side of the bridge thing, and the wind was blowing the water from the reservoir about 50 metres up the bank onto us.
Well, one of these is Great Wernside and Little Wernside, you know, which is that other three peaks of the mountain rescue.
Yeah.
Which took in Great Wernside.
Need to open the window. I think the dog's pumped. Right then. Where to next?
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.